With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A wildfire raging east of San Francisco, prompting evacuations.
California firefighters expected to gain ground Sunday on a wind-driven wildfire that has scorched thousands of acres 60 miles east of San Francisco. The fire burned down one home and forced residents to flee the area near the central California city of Tracy. Officials say the fire started Saturday afternoon in the grassy hills managed by the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, one of the country's key centers for nuclear weapons science and technology. The research center was not under immediate threat from the blaze, which had devoured some 20 square miles by Sunday afternoon and was 30% contained. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNews.com, in medical news, new research that finds that cancer treatment may not always need to be aggressive.
Research is suggesting that scaling back treatment for some cancers could make life easier for patients without hurting their outcome. The research is part of a long-term trend toward doing less, less surgery, less chemotherapy, and less radiation to see if it helps patients live longer and feel better. International cancer experts meeting in Chicago have been reporting their findings for those with ovarian or esophageal cancer and Hodgkin lymphoma. They say advances in medicines over the past 30 years are helping to reduce the amount of treatment needed. One observer, Dr. William Nelson at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, says cancer treatment is now bringing fewer short and long-term complications. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Strong earthquakes have shaken Japan's north-central region of Ishikawa. No reports of damage or injuries. This is SRN News. Hulu is bringing gay reality shows to the U.S. in June.
The giant streaming platform, which is owned by the Walt Disney Company, will kick off Gay Pride Month by rolling out I Kissed a Boy and I Kissed a Girl, a pair of homosexual dating shows that originate in the United Kingdom. Decency advocates point out that if you buy Disney Plus for your kids to watch, you will also be exposing them to Hulu as part of the bundle, a network that is increasingly not for kids at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Just 12% of people in San Francisco attend religious services once per month, according to new Census Bureau data. Seattle residents are only slightly more religious. 16% of people in that city claim to attend church monthly. Southern cities such as Atlanta, Houston, and Dallas are among the most religious American cities, but Riverside, California actually tops the list. This is SRN News. Mexico is holding its elections. The campaign has been marred by bloodshed inflicted by powerful drug gangs.
It is the biggest vote in the country's modern history. It has also been Mexico's most violent election campaign in living memory. Dozens of candidates have been killed by drug cartels who have sought to dictate who can run and who can't, particularly in the local races. Even as campaigns were closing a few days ago, a candidate for mayor in a community called Coyuca de Benitez in western Mexico was murdered by a gunman as he was about to address a rally of his supporters. It was a timely reminder of the scale of the security task facing the winner of the presidential race.
That is BBC correspondent Will Grant. Iran's hardline former president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad registered as a possible candidate for the upcoming presidential election, seeking to regain the country's top political position after a helicopter crash killed the nation's president. More details at SRNnews.com.